Welcome to the Field Talk Podcast from the Linder Farm Network. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. With less than 2% of the nation's population involved in farming, the challenge of connecting consumers with the people who produce their food, fiber, and fuel has never been more evident. Outreach and education are important to the Minnesota Farm Bureau. State Promotion and Education Committee Chair Cindy Durheim is our guest for this Field Talk podcast to highlight some of the organization's outreach efforts, including what's on tap for the Minnesota State Fair.
I live on a little farm located in Asgove, Minnesota, which is just north of Hinckley. Our little small town is roughly about 600 people, but my husband and I reside on a little 40-acre farm outside of the town. We have two children. Heather is 24 and Michael is 23, and we raise show pigs and sheep and goats and enjoy the farm life.
Now, I understand you've also been involved with the Farm Bureau for a while. I guess what was it that brought you to the organization in the first place?
Both my husband and I grew up on farms ourselves and were very heavily involved in 4-H as young kids. So as we had our children and got through school, we decided to put our kids into the 4-H program in Pine County and were very heavily involved in it. And then once they graduated out of that program, I was still looking for something to be able to occupy my time and be able to educate the public and be involved with kids yet on the agricultural side. So Farm Bureau became an opportunity for me on the Promotion and Education Committee, and I decided to take it.
And so what's been some of your favorite parts about that involvement?
Some of the favorite parts that I've highly enjoyed is being able to go into the schools and educate the youngsters on farm life. In our local school, when our kids were still in school, we had the opportunity to take in baby lambs and some baby goats into the school, to their classrooms, and just seeing the faces of them youngsters light up when they've gotten to touch like their first lamb, and being able to see them ask the questions, and some of the questions that they do ask were very unique. So just being able to educate and meet new people and be associated with getting the word out of the agricultural world that we live in.
Now, not only have you been involved to, you know, on your local level, you also have some leadership positions too. Tell me a little bit about those.
On the leadership side of it, I have on the county side, I sit as our promotion education chairperson. On the state level, I've been involved on the committee for 4 years, and this current year now I sit as the chair of our committee. So that also involves being part of the board and being able to go to some additional events as well to promote the Farm Bureau and the agricultural world.
Now, I know, too, you know, part of that involvement for you has been including going out to D.C. with the American Farm Bureau when you meet with your representatives and elected officials. What was that like for you?
The experience for me was very, very neat. Coming from a family background that we didn't really talk about the politics side of it, we didn't really get involved in with our local representatives. Having the opportunity to go out to D.C. really pushed me out of my comfort zone. Being able to talk one-on-one with our representatives out there and having the opportunity just to see how things worked on that level were very intriguing for me.
And I'm guessing that, if the opportunity comes again, your approach and confidence in doing so, I would imagine, would be, you know, increased just for the fact that it's not necessarily such a scary proposition.
Exactly. Actually, my husband and I are actually going out there in September again with the Minnesota Farm Bureau group again. So being able to take him with and giving him the opportunity as well to partake in a unique opportunity like this is pretty exciting.
And too, I know that not just meeting with elected officials, you've been able to participate in a couple Farm Bureau related things, both your Fusion Conference as well as the American Farm Bureau Annual Convention. I guess what's that like to be in close connection with other Farm Bureau leaders from across the country?
It's a lot of fun. You get to visit with these other farmers and ranchers and learning what they do in their area as far as doing their crops and the issues that they come across as far as drought season and what areas they have to look at to be able to raise their animals when they do have drought-stricken pastures that they can't utilize because there's just no nutritional value or the grass isn't growing and their water is low. The different aspects that they look at as far as that and how many animals that they can actually raise. And so it's very unique. When we went to Puerto Rico, we got to visit with a farmer from down in the southern states that raise, I believe it was crayfish. And then on the off season, he raised wild rice. So the different ways that they utilize their land in those areas was very interesting.
And agriculture is agriculture, even if it looks a little bit different than the way folks here in Minnesota do it, right?
That is correct.
As part of the Promotion and Education Committee, I'm sure there's plenty of activities that you guys are working on. What are some of the initiatives that are occupying the attention right now?
Right now in the Promotion and Education Committee side of it, we're really focusing on mental health. It has not been a huge discussion in years past, but as we've now evolved through the last couple of years and the issues that have come about, mental health is becoming a very strong area that is needed for help in the farming area. You're starting to hear more families that are losing loved ones from this illness. So we really focus on trying to make that be one of our main goals through the last couple of years of bringing awareness to the community and being able to check in on people around you and making sure things are okay and getting those individuals the help that they needed.
Well, and that's certainly a worthwhile pursuit. And one of the great things that I'm sure as you being involved in Farm Bureau know that being involved in community with the fellow farmers and with those around you is certainly an important thing. And that demonstrated by the efforts you're making in the mental health area.
Yes, it is.
So now we're just not too long away from the great Minnesota get together, and Farm Bureau typically has a good presence there. What are some of the things that you might be highlighting at the state fair this coming year?
This coming year for the state fair, we have our booth set up down there, and we've always concentrated on the products that producers are making. And this year we were concentrating on a sports theme to where products that are produced for the sports fields. So for instance, footballs have leather on the outside, and what does that come from? Cow hides, pig hides. So we're really concentrating on that aspect of it in our booth this year.
And I'm sure that's always a fun way to engage with people when they maybe discover some products that they use or see that have an agriculture component to that. I'm sure that's got to be kind of fun for you folks as well.
It is. The different discussions that we get into with the public coming in and visiting with us and stuff is very unique. You have some questions that you kind of have to think about in being able to answer them in a properly way. And just being able to hear their side of the story and being able to kind of bounce ideas back and forth and come to a happy medium and being able to educate them on what we do is pretty fun.
And now I've been able to participate in a couple of Breakfast on the Farm events this year around the state and other things that, you know, County Farm Bureau organizations are involved in. What are some of the outreach activities that counties are undertaking across Minnesota?
Across Minnesota, our counties are really working on at the county fairs on having agricultural education booths for the public to come in and visit and partake in. And like you mentioned, Breakfast on the Farms, we concentrate on Ag in the Classroom, is where we can go into the classrooms and promote different agricultural topics. We like to do a lot of classroom visits. We have some of the counties are getting into trivia nights within their districts, getting in contact with some of their breweries and areas like that, and going in and having an egg trivia night has really started to flourish in the last couple of years. So we got some good things going on.
Well, it certainly sounds like some fun ways to engage people. And I'm guessing if there are folks out there, you know, like yourself, who maybe have kind of somewhat graduated from the, you know, having the kids involved in 4-H and FFA and that sort of thing, that might be looking for outlets. I guess, how would you encourage folks to go about learning more about, you know, what Farm Bureau has to offer, and perhaps if there's a role for them?
I would say, first off, start off by seeing if there is a Farm Bureau board or committee within your counties. If you're unsure, we can always get a hold of the state office and point you in the right direction to find somebody. And then just start asking questions to see what's available within your county as far as activities or interests that the Farm Bureaus do, and join as a member. And from there, you can get as busy as you want, or just be there to volunteer.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. And tune in to your local LFN affiliate for the latest in farm news and market information.